Right, okay, we've chatted here on Radio Wivenhoe. We've gone to the great outdoors for this week's broadcast. As hopefully you can hear, it all sounds very lively, it all sounds lots of fun. It can only be one place where we are. Of course, I'm at the Philip Rhodes Centre, the splendour, the glorious Philip Rhodes Centre. And it's a Tuesday evening, and it must have been it's the Wivenhoe Youth Hub. It's a very, very lively session. And so it's something a bit different from normal. And I think for this broadcast, hopefully, I'm going to try and catch a feel, a flavour of what happens down here at Phillips Road, and in particular with this session this evening. And so to explain a bit more, first of all, hopefully I can speak with some of the younger folk, but I've got some time with Michael Padmore, who is one of the much more respected volunteers here. So Michael, this particular Tuesday evening, what's happening at Phillip Road today, please?
It is a bit mad here this evening, Jason. There's about 70 youngsters, I think more than 70 youngsters now. Some of them have been coming for a year or two, and then there's about 50 year fives who are having their first taste of the hub. So they're here to see what it's like, to meet up with friends, and hopefully to come back in September.
So it's a taster session for hopefully year fives or when they become year sixes to come through. So we explained before, but it's worth recapping. So the setup here is mainly Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. So Tuesday evenings is for the younger folk. So we're looking at year six and year seven children.
That's right, year six and seven, and then when they get into year eight, then they come along on Thursdays. And I think, as you might have heard, Thursdays have become much busier recently as well. So we're getting, 20 or so some Thursdays now.
So for this particular Tuesday, Michael, I've walked in, and as ever, I kind of fail to sort of not walk in here and just smile. I just sort of see what is going off. It is very, very lively. But some of the activities, particularly for this evening, so is there anything special to try and get some of the year fives to try and stay for next year?
Well, food's always a good place to start.
And so we're with food.
Yeah, we've got plenty of pizzas on offer.
That
won't happen every week, but it's a nice way to make it a bit of a party atmosphere tonight. We've also got a couple of DJs who have come along from the Sixth Form College who are helping out. And they seem to sort of add a lot to the atmosphere. You see some of the youngsters sort of dancing around as they move from one place to another. There's lots of games going on out here on the court, where they're playing basketball and football and so forth. And we've got some Xbox and Wii games going on as well, I think. But some of the traditional games, like table tennis, seem as popular as ever.
Yeah, so really, it's just a very good once-a-week focal meeting point for the year six and the year seven pupils to come along. And, yeah, it's probably quite, I imagine, a very, very highly valued facility in Wivenhoe. And have you got any kind of updates to do with funding? Is this looking like being a long-term project, hopefully?
Well, we do have to do more fundraising. The Mayfair and Broomgrove fete have been absolutely fantastic. So they're very supportive. The crabbing competition, it was a shame that it was so wet this year, but we couldn't ask for more support from people like the crabbing committee and Wivenhoe Society. We've got to apply ourselves for a few more grants and things. It's finding time on top of coming along to the club itself to make those applications. But there is money out there, and we've got a few things in mind that we might spend some money on. For instance, it would be lovely if we could redo the courts here.
And each time that I come, I tend to see some returning faces in terms of the adults, but also quite healthy to see lots of new adult faces. So you're always looking for volunteers, adult volunteers.
We are. We've got some great volunteers who have come along within the last year or so, and they seem to have a lot of fun. It's really nice that they've stuck around. Tonight there's, I should think, about 10 or so adults helping out. Mostly the youngsters are entertaining themselves, but we're just keeping it all safe and helping them, and they come up and ask things every so often.
So anyone listening who perhaps wants to get involved and to volunteer, it's really as simple as contacting the Youth Hub. And in terms of skills, no kind of real skill set apart from an understanding to go through a CRB check, and lots of energy and enthusiasm, I imagine.
That's right. And if you've got anything special that you think you'd like to do with the youngsters, then so much the better. But really, it's just about being prepared to be here and lend a hand. Yeah.
And is there any kind of contact point, any email address, or what's the best way of anybody listening to get in touch?
They can contact me on Wivenhoe 826991, and also on Michael Padmore at mac.com. The hub also has an email address, but I can't remember what that is.
No worries, okay. Well, that seems, I think, Michael, there, that's not some serious official thing sorted out. I think for the rest of this broadcast, we should really go around and just get a flavour of what's happening with the young folk here, what their ideas are, what they're up to, and hopefully if they're going to stay around and become involved in the hub. So, Michael Padmore, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Okay, so I've been wandering around a bit more here at the Youth Hub, and I've been catching up at the Philip Rose Centre with some of the younger folk, and very kindly got some time with a young madam here. So your name, please?
My name's Ellie.
So Ellie, hello. Is it your first time here?
Yeah, it is.
And what were you expecting before you came? What did you think it would be like?
I didn't really expect it to be that exciting, but it's very exciting. I like it a lot more than I thought.
So what kind of things, Ellie, so far have you been doing this evening?
I've seen a lot of people playing ping pong, and there's been pizza, and there's a really fun game of air hockey, and I really enjoy it.
And what's been the best thing for you so far? Don't say the pizza.
The best thing for me so far, I'm not really sure. I haven't tried much stuff out yet, but I really want to try out the air hockey.
And do you think maybe you'll come back in September?
Yeah, I definitely will, because it's really fun.
Okay, Ellie, that's really good. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Right, I've been wandering around. It's really kind of all go. And this magic microphone seems to attract lots of young folk around here at the Wivenhoe Youth Hub. And I thought I'd come in here, and I'd maybe be struggling to try and find some folk to speak to. But they're all very, very keen, which is good to see. So I've got a couple more young ladies. So your names, please.
Millie. Lucy.
We've got Millie and Lucy. And are you pupils at one of the local schools?
Yeah, Broomgrove.
Year five, year six?
Year five.
So probably what you've got, I don't know, 3-4 more days left of year five pupils.
Well, we finish Thursday.
Then you've got, 6 weeks off?
Yeah.
And then it's year six for you. That's where all the fun starts, year six SATs. Yeah. Now imagine, year six SATs can be quite tough, but what you just need, how handy, what you need to try and relax from year six SATs is trips to the Youth Hub here.
Yeah.
So, Millie, is it your first time here?
Yeah.
And what do you think of the place?
Fun so far.
So what kind of things have you been doing so far this evening?
We've been on the video games and everything in the pool, in the room, playing air hockey.
And has that been playing like girls versus girls, girls versus boys?
Well, yeah, we've been having girls versus girls and little contests and everything.
It's been going quite well. And Lucy, so why did you decide to come this evening? Was it something at school, or did one of your friends mention it to come along?
Well, we had a little leaflet at school, and I thought it was really interesting, so I wanted to come today.
And have you seen things that might make you want to try and come back maybe in September?
Yeah, like the ice hockey and all the video games.
And kind of being honest, so if you weren't here right now, if you're back at home, what would you be doing? EastEnders?
Yeah,
computer
probably.
Games.
Yeah, EastEnders.
So you probably see it's far better to actually be out here with your friends, you know, playing, learning, doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's good, okay. Well, Millie and Lucy, that's really kind. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye!
So I've been wandering around, continuing my wander all around the Philip Rose Centre here at the Wivenhoe Youth Hub. And, I'm attracting quite a few people coming over for a chat. I've got a couple of guys for the first time. So your names, please.
Dylan.
Connor.
Brilliant. We've got Dylan and Connor. And are you both of you year five, year six pupils?
I'm year six.
Year six?
I'm year five.
And so, Dylan, have you been here before to the Youth Hub?
Yes.
You come most Tuesdays?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And so how long have you been coming for?
For the past year.
Which means you must be enjoying it.
Yes, all right.
Yeah. So what is your kind of average Tuesday here? What kind of things do you normally do?
Play football.
Anything else? Or is it just
table
all
tennis?
Based? Yeah.
That's about it.
And is it your first time here?
Yes, I'm just trying it out for the moment.
Yeah, so you're trying it out. That's quite a good idea too, to come along and see if it's your kind of thing. And before you came here, what do you think it might be like? What kind of ideas did you have? What were you expecting to see?
I was expecting to see an Xbox or a Wii and sort of things like that, gadgets. I wasn't expecting seeing a pool table or a big basketball.
And have you tried the pizza yet?
No, I don't like it.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure you can find plenty of other things to occupy yourselves with. So, do you think maybe you'll come back in September time?
Mm, Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't know, if the kind of alternative is staying in, doing year six homework, what's better to be here? Once a week here or be doing homework at home?
Here, definitely.
Good answer. Okay, so that's been Dylan and Connor. Yes, thank you for your time.
Yep.
Well, I think I've done quite well here. I managed to somehow entice some of the guys off the football pitch. The football pitch seems to be where all the boys are hanging out here at the Philip Rose Centre. But I've got a couple more guys, so your names, please.
Alex.
George.
We've got Alex and George. So, you two guys, have you been playing football so far this evening? That's been the main thing, or anything else?
Well, mainly football, but also sweets and drinks, fizzy drinks.
And are you year six pupils?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're both year six.
Yes.
So, what, you'll be off for secondary school?
Yep,
in
to
September.
The cone. Yeah.
And do you think, once you do that, will you still be coming back here on Tuesday evenings?
Yeah, definitely.
Can I imagine, what, if you're off to Brightling Sea and you've got all that kind of year, all that year seven homework, it'll still be quite nice to have some Wivenhoe connections. So
I'm not going to the Cone, I'm going to the grammar.
That could still be quite a good way of staying in touch with all your Wivenhoe friends.
Yeah.
So what are the highlights for you two on Tuesday nights? What would you look forward to most?
The highlights are mainly
football,
playing on the mats,
sweets,
getting some drinks,
and sweets.
And what do you think of all the kind volunteers, such as people like Michael and Ellie? Are they really useful here helping you out?
Yeah, they're good, because without them it wouldn't happen, so that is very, very good.
And we won't get any youth club on Tuesday.
And what would you say, if you want to try and encourage any of the either year five or year six friends that have not come here before, how would you try and persuade them to come along to the youth hub?
It's really good and you get sweets.
I thought you might mention sweets.
And it's fun. You got lots of stuff to do. You got pool, air hockey,
football, sweets,
Wii, Xbox 360,
sweets.
All that stuff.
Right, okay, well, I'm going to try and find some of these sweets. Okay, well, thank you for your time, you two.
It's just in there.
We're heading off.
Very good.
Thank you.
Come with us.